his own bits of Chinese pottery on the beach as a child.
We used to see these things, these bits of pottery. We used to see them on the beaches. And sometimes older people would say to us, that's Chinese pottery. And you think, yeah, yeah. We've heard lots of stories of this kind of thing, you know, flying carpets, you know, princes lost, etc. So we kind of took it as just another one of those stories. It was only later on, when you begin to go into museums or hear these persistent stories of great Chinese armadas that visited East Africa, that the object then becomes something valuable, something that is a signifier of something important, a connection. And then you see the object itself, and you see its completeness, and its weight, and its beauty. And it makes this inescapable, this presence over centuries of a culture as far away as China.
As well as the Chinese porcelain, there are other bits of pot here, as they've clearly travelled a long way to get to Kilwa. I'm looking at the moment at a blue piece with black geometric patterning on it that obviously comes from the Arab world. And when you look at this fragment under the microscope, you can see that the composition of the clay means that it was made in Iraq or Syria. And there are other pieces here that come from Oman or different parts of the Gulf. These fragments alone would be enough to demonstrate the strength and the extent of